Welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast with David Baker. David was a former paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne Division and for over 30 years has been a preacher. He has written 5 books and is an Amazon number one best-selling author. He is the chaplain at the county jail, pastors a church, and is the father of 11 children. Yes, 11. This podcast is here to give you wisdom for your family, your marriage, your children, your finances, your health, and your life. And now, the host of Wisdom of Life podcast, David Baker.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast. My name is David Baker and I am your host. We're glad that you're here today. As you see by the title, we're still in our teenage lessons on here. This is part number 4. Remember from Mark Twain, he said when children become a teenager, put them in a box, make a hole where you can they can get air and you can feed them. And then when they turn 17, plug the hole. Okay, so that's the bad joke for teenagers. By the way, I'll just be honest, we did not feel that way. When our kids were teenagers, and by the way, we have 3 that are teenagers, 1 just turned 20. So we only have 3 that are teenagers now. Most of the time we had 5 at a time that were teenagers, and we loved it. Teenagers, oh no, horrible. It was great. We loved having the teenagers that age, lots of fun, and not a lot of challenges and trying to keep them close to God and doing right. The lesson for today is challenging. I'll just be honest with you, give you some thoughts. I encourage you to read, study more about it. I'll tell you what we did, and things have turned out well, but I don't know that it's perfect. By the way, I don't know anybody that has done this perfect. If a parent tells you, especially if they had more than one child, that we did this perfectly, I want to learn from them. So I mentioned last week, we'd start with this. It's sex education, okay? Sex education. And so let me tell you first what to do when they ask and they're not old enough. Okay. Our kids are very simple. Mommy, how come we came out of your tummy, but we look like daddy? The logical thing. Boy, all the kids look like dad, but they came out of mommy's belly. How come? And so, at 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8, they need to understand what goes on and how that happens. Okay. No, they don't need to know the details of that. To put that in their brain, there's some things we want to be simple concerning. Okay, simple where, I don't know. And so whatever age that is, whatever time that is, we'll talk about how to share with some of those. But some parents say, oh yeah, we just tell them whatever. They lie to them. That's never good. Or they tell them the whole truth and they don't need to know it that way. Because when kids know, guess what? They'll try it. And so to keep them simple and pure of mind so they don't have to carry that. So what we've done, a great simple illustration, if a child asks something like that, say, hey, we'll cover that in a minute. Here's what I want you to do. Can you go over and pick up the edge of that piano for me? What? Yeah, just go pick up the edge of that piano. Act like it's no big deal. Okay. And they go and try to pick it up. And of course, what? Okay. If you don't have a piano, use something that's heavier than they can pick up. And they pick it up and say, I can't pick it up. It's too heavy. I'm too little. And so they just gave you the answer. And then you say, son or honey, there's some things in life that the age you are, they're too heavy for you. Just like that piano. I can pick up the piano. But at your age, you can't pick up the piano. There's some things that are too heavy for you right now. When you get older and bigger, then you'll be able to pick up that edge of the piano, and then we can tell you these type things too. Okay? Okay. And they're fine. It is a good answer for their mind to be able to understand enough, just like I'm not big enough to pick up that edge of the piano, but you can. I'm not big enough to be able to know these things yet, but I will be able to later on. Okay, so I think that's a very good illustration, a very good way to be able to handle that issue when they are too little. So when they are big enough, and what age is that? And I don't know. Obviously, for girls, you want to make sure it's before they start their cycle. I think it's cruel, and I've heard of stories like this where girls never found out. They didn't know until it happened. And I think that's wrong. I think that's bad. A girl understands, and my wife has always done that. I've not had any part of that. My wife has, and explained to them what happened. Many of the younger girls know from their older sisters, and they find out that way. And I don't think that's bad. You want to make sure they're not telling them too much before they need to know. Some of our kids were told by somebody else. I remember when I was told by a kid in the neighborhood, and like, no way, my mom and dad would never do that. Okay, yeah, that's how you get here. That's life. I grew up on a farm, but I was young enough that we didn't understand all that they were doing. I think farm kids are easier because you grew up with it. Okay, that's how baby calves are made and baby goats are made and all that. So you want to tell them, in my mind, before the world tells them, and you want to tell them before all the things start happening to them. I'm not going to go detail into this. I'm working on a course, and my working title is called To Keep Thee From the Strange Woman. That won't be the actual title, but helping to keep people pure. This will be a lesson for boys, and so it'll be a full college course, a full 12, 13 video course, and Bible and verses and logic and a lot of stuff in here. This is not the time and things for that, but I want to be able to cover that and do my best, and I'm probably going to interview some of my boys in that for help also, because we've talked about those type things. And on a podcast like this, I don't want to get into the details, but in the course I am, because I feel like it needs to be done. So before those things start happening to boys that are natural and to girls that are natural, you want to be able to help them explain that. I had a good dad and a good mom, but I felt like when these puberty started and things started changing, I didn't know why this did this, and I didn't know why this happened. And I felt like if I talked to my dad about it, he would have killed me. And so for my boys, and by the way, I know now my dad would have been understanding and kind and would explain things to me and have been a help. But I didn't give him the opportunity to do that. So number one, what you need to do is to build an open relationship with your children that they can talk to you about anything. Okay. Anything. And so what I would do, and again, I don't know that I was 100% successful with it, but what I would do is would be to tell them, look, there's going to be some things happening. There's going to be some things changing. And when it does, come talk to me and I'll explain it to you. And I'll be glad to tell you the details. It's not bad, but it's things that happen when you grow up, when you get older. And so I'll use the technical term that I was, going to explain to them, nocturnal emissions. Okay. And, again, the podcast, I don't want to go into all of that stuff, but that happens to a boy. You're like, what in the world? It's crazy. It's weird. And then all the things that come along with that and not understanding that, really can create a lot of problems. And so understanding the sex education, I think it's best to be explained from the dad to the son and from the mother to the daughter, and to explain to them before the world gets to them. Now, that's not always going to happen. We've had older brothers tell younger brothers. We had friends tell the kids, oh, yeah, I heard about it from this person. I heard about it from this person. And so, again, I don't know anybody that has done this perfectly the way that you would like to do it. Most of our kids, the first kiss was at the altar when I said, you may kiss the bride. And we have ones that are old enough to get married and haven't done anything, and they're waiting till marriage and waiting till they find the right one. And so all that's been good. So I don't think we have to tell them all the things there. I've told one of my children, and when I told him, like, wow, I didn't know any of that. And it was at the age where it's like, okay, you need to know this. But he didn't know any of it. Well, I had some questions and thoughts, but I didn't know what happened. And so so that's okay. So what you want to do mostly is have them a walk with God, keep a pure mind and a pure heart, have an open relationship where they can talk to you about anything. I mean, anything. And my kids know that, because there's sometimes if there's a problem, I'll say, look, you got total grace here. Okay. I know this was wrong. I know you did wrong. You're not going to get in trouble. I need to know what the problem is so I can help you. All right. I think we're going to stop it there. That's enough on that one issue to be able to think about. If you have questions, feel free. Ask PastorBaker@gmail.com specifically on something like that. And hopefully I can be able to give you some advice or help. It is a touchy issue. And again, I don't know any parent that has ever done it perfectly. But I think there's some good guidelines that can help us with that. Okay. All right. Hey, God bless you. We'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Wisdom for Life podcast. If you have any questions for us, email us at askpastorbaker@gmail.com, and we will answer them in an upcoming podcast. The email is askpastorbaker@gmail.com.